It has begun. I'm Matt. This is Game versus Anime. And today we have...
Okay, go ahead and introduce the show, man. I don't even know what I'm doing.
I want to be on the show.
Hello and welcome to Game vs. Anime episode 7, actually. With me as always is...
Shabaka.
Ramen Noodle King.
That jerk.
Ninja will not be joining us today. He had other arrangements. His ninja duties could not let him be here today.
Included rice balls and anal probes.
But that's about it. I hate hippies, by the way. I hate them. I loathe them.
I heard there was an outbreak of hippies up north.
Yeah, he take care of them. He can't allow any more than a certain amount of hippies in a certain area.
Amen.
Makes me think of that episode of South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Where Cartman was arresting hippies.
They made that big machine and drilled through the crowd, put Slayer or something on the...
Oh, I remember that. That was funny.
Really, what happened to the tunes, man?
Anyway, Joe will be periodically saying stuff throughout the show. Maybe random, it may have actual input. We don't know. I guess you'll just have to find out. Anyway, wanted to begin the show off by reading our emails.
Still can't believe people write you.
I can't still believe people like you.
They don't. They just want my money. They want my sex.
I'm free on the weekends. $1 per...
This is from Roz Ninja. He tends to email us quite frequently. He goes, "Hey G versus A. Hey Ninja, thanks for saying I'm sweet. I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. First of all, I am now 15 years old and my B-day was 10 days ago. I like ninjas and killing hippies. It is fun. Burn the damn hippies. Well, I gotta go now, so talk to you guys later. See ya, Ninjas Rock."
Hopefully this guy ain't like gay for ninja dude.
What do you mean, like a gay ninja? I don't think that's even possible. If Joe was here right now, he'd probably be like going on a rampage.
It must have at least one redeeming quality.
Yes, you can use it as a paper, it would seem.
Wow, a gay ninja. Anyway, who wants to read the next one?
Says, "I love your show. We'll dismiss the fact that you guys are my friends. Your show makes me laugh. I love you, I love how Manzara is so cool and how Ninja is so funny and those other guys talk." LMAO Rachel, I'll keep listening.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an emo lawn? Just think, grass that would cut itself.
I love how those other guys talk.
You guys weren't acknowledged.
I feel so I don't care.
Okay, and then, Micah, you can read the one by Joss Nito, the guy we butchered the name of last podcast.
Knee as in me with an M and no N. Et as in et tu brute. O as in oh my god. Okay.
So, knee.
That makes no sense to me, really.
Oh, he's telling us how to say his name. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's like knee it o. Nito.
It's into the Ito, son.
Oh. Nito?
We just call him Nizzo for Shizzo.
Neo.
My Nizzle.
Nuo?
My Nizzo.
Nieto. Got it.
Oh, Nieto.
I think it's Nieto.
Oh.
Nieto.
I think I'm hearing an echo.
Penis, penis, penis. Penis, penis, penis.
Okay, I hear that.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that gets the emails out of the way.
Don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze.
Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say hey. I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly.
Now I'm gonna do a news subject or a news thing. We usually don't do news, but I'm gonna ahead and tackle the subject. I have a news thing, Utah mall shooting. Basically, some crazy guy went up and shot 5 people and injured 5 other people. Which I think is pretty crazy and pretty messed up. Like I was saying, yeah, I think it's pretty messed up that they would even a person would even do that. It makes you like wonder if you're even safe in the mall anymore.
Man, he just walked in there like, hey, I'm gonna kill some people today. Good thing I bought a gun.
I mean, it'd be understandable if it was hippies he killed, but you know, wait.
Please do not raise red flags.
Sure, I was in jail taking out the hippies. I mean,
Oh, well, maybe that's where Joe was.
I got something more important, guys. I must kill hippies. In later news, a guy with ninja written across his chest has been found dead.
Anyways, She said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into 3 or 4, and then left and got into his car. And they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to. He had his way. She said, let's go. He said, no way. Come on, babe, it's your lucky day. Shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Come on, baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't for day rape, I'd never get laid. Now we got the news out of the way, we're going to get to the segment where we do our weekly review. We review Bleach, One Piece, and Naruto. I'll be reviewing Naruto. Ramen Noodle will be reviewing Bleach, and Mr. Macca will be One Piece. I'll start with Naruto. This week's episode of Naruto was episode 220, which is officially the last episode of Naruto, the first series. It will now start as Naruto Shippuden, which will start the series from number 1. It ended the series with Naruto leaving the village with Jirari, or however you pronounce that guy's name, to train for 2.5 years. It was a pretty good episode for the second half. The first half was stupid filler stuff, but the rest of what is actually canon material. And at the end of the episode, Naruto holds his fist up to the 4th Hokage and challenges him, basically saying, I'll be meeting up with you. It was a pretty cool episode. It was still mostly filler, so it wasn't that good, but I'm expecting next week's episodes to be really good.
Oh, great. Last week, the new episode won't air until tonight or tomorrow. It was episode 114. And two new guys called Aaron Carr?
Arcana. How would you pronounce that or something? I don't know.
Named Yokora and Yami, the big fat guy that...
Sucks. Got his arm cut off.
Yes, bonehead got his arm chopped off by Ichigo. While they were fighting, Ichigo pretty much went into schizo mode, and his other personality, or actually his hollow inside of him.
That's the one thing I've liked about Bleach. Anyway, that's what I like about Bleach is the main character isn't like, you know, Naruto is clumsy and stupid. Luffy is clumsy and stupid. Ichigo is smart and a schizo.
Yeah. But he freaks out over little things like talking cats.
Who would freak over a talking cat? God. Mine talks to me all the time.
He has a split personality. That fucked him over in that fight, too. He came in kicking ass, and then, you know, Ino, or chick with the big boobs, got her ass bitch slapped. And, you know, and then he went schizo mode, got his head grabbed, and got smashed on, and got saved by Hot Chick Lady. The
hot
cat.
Hot Chick Lady.
And well, that's what's cool about this,
Yurahara,
this last episode.
Came in and saved his ass, and then pretty much that one guy, Aizen's bitch, just, you know, went in a portal, left. Then I won't say any more about the episode. Pretty much he called everyone trash and said my report here is done and he left.
That guy looks like he's gonna be quite stronger though. I don't know.
He said that when Ichigo was in his Bankai form that Ichigo was stronger than him, but then Ichigo's hollow came up and, you know, messed everything up and his spirit force went all the way down. Schizo.
The next episode is gonna be really good.
Yeah, I think so. As long as he doesn't go schizo again. He's like, come on, let me fight. It's like a squeak. Let me fight. I can't talk like it. I don't
know. Anyway.
Whatever.
Mecca, it's your One Piece within your weenie.
In the episodes recently, the Chopper was basically getting his ass kicked by Kumadori. He's the kabuki looking guy. Until he tried to turn the tables with a second rumble ball, but it went random on him.
Rumble ball.
And he couldn't control it.
It allows him to change into different forms, basically, DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it alters his devil fruit power somewhat. Well, as he was pretty much about to die, he ate a third rumble ball, which caused him to turn into, I guess you could call it Monster Point. It turned into this big, invincible monster reindeer from hell.
Yeah, probably about a good 50 foot tall. As you rampage across everything, beating the crap out of everyone.
Yeah, he basically smashed the hell out of Kumadori. And then threw him all the way to the middle of Enies Lobby's main island.
Dead.
But this form also carries another thing. It's Berserk. It does not distinguish between friend and foe. So, he smacked Frankie, who had just beaten up the round zipper lips guy. Fukuroku or something like that. After a rather long and humorous fight. Anyway. Oh, they also showed Nami, who was now fighting Califa.
Well, that's an interesting fight. You haven't seen the rest of it. And there's episodes to come. She starts groping Nami.
I saw the previous.
Oh, that'll get most guys to watch that episode, I imagine.
What?
Butt sex?
Maybe that's later. I mean, wait, what?
That's what you do with you and your mom.
Yeah, that was last week. Wait, huh?
Well, I'm glad I have no idea what any of you look like, because I do not want to form an image of this.
Just form a digital image of a chat box fucking another chat box.
Ew.
With random emoticons.
Actually, I'm going to grab a bottle of lotion. This is kind of hot. No.
Dude. You got mail. What were we talking about again?
Okay. Back to the review.
One Piece.
Califa is revealed to have soap and bubble-based powers from her devil's fruit.
Ooh, deadly.
She can polish power or whatever, and normal stuff as well, away from anyone of her victims. She can drain someone's ability to fight or move.
Hence, for the body rubbing of another female.
Oh, we all...
Ooh.
Ah. Ow. What the hell was that?
I got nothing.
My fault.
A fucking Martian from outer space is getting interfering into our,
I'm getting outer space messages.
They connected to the chat box fucking. We've done that before too. So what's your theory behind not wanting to watch One Piece again?
Because it looks retarded. Looks like a lot of Dragon Ball Z shit too. I don't know. It just doesn't really appeal to me. Because I don't know. I don't like
Except they don't do the... Except for like when they're doing their little flashback thing. They're not doing 50 episodes to power up.
Right. Yeah, I noticed there's not so much power up and stuff. It's just...
Must go Super Saiyan 2. Oh, that's the end of that saga.
10 episodes later, the start fight actually begins.
I was seriously waiting for one time in Dragon Ball Z to Vegeta or something to charge up, and he'd be like, oh, shit, I gotta change my pants.
After they crashed through, Jaburo was He was laughing his ass off at Kaku. he looked silly as hell.
Really, are you still laughing? Did you just do a line of coke, Mecca?
That was just too funny. I was trying to hold back the laughter, but I got the image in my mind again.
Mecca will no longer be on the show.
he just smoked himself into oblivion.
Please wait the next episode.
So is that it for your review on PC Weezy?
One Piece.
Yeah, I believe so for now.
It's okay.
Okay. Now we're going to get into our more bigger, more huger reviews.
You ain't got no shit for me.
Who?
My mama and your mama was talking little shit. My mama called your mama a bull-dogging ass bitch. I know your sister and the bitch ain't shit. She slayed me and all the boys and even sucked our dick. Jack and Jill went up the hill to have a little fun. Jack got mad, kicked Jill in the ass, cause she couldn't make him come. Mama Bear and Papa Bear went for a walk through the forest. Mama Bear asked Papa Bear, could he eat her porridge? Papa Bear said, shit, bitch, you must think I'm sick. Just get down here on your knees and suck this bad-ass dick.
Penis, 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 penis.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. He hopped out the window with his dick in his hand. He said, excuse me, lady, I'm doing my duty. So pull down your pants and give me some booty.
We'll switch up the order and we'll have Shotgun go first.
Oh, what?
Penis, 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 penis.
I am gonna re...
Are you drunk again, dude?
No, not today. I'm just...
just high this time?
No, no. let's see what shot... Okay, I review MySpace.
Are you serious?
You're
gonna review MySpace?
MySpace... has wonderful features. It lets you you find a okay, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing.
Apparently not.
MySpace sucks. Oh, wait. yeah. Okay. Okay, my review's over.
Okay, I guess we'll go back to Sean later. Maybe we'll have something. Ooh, TJ, you ready to review the Wii thing?
New game, Wii Play, just came out on Tuesday. Basically... what?
One sec. Is anyone else...
Yeah, what is that?
Here? Like we're getting a radio show or something.
Penis, 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 penis.
Oh, god damn it. Some browser thing was in the way.
I thought there was...
You're ruining my review.
I thought we were being tapped by the police.
It started up when you did.
The hippie killing is...
I couldn't find out which window it was.
Wasn't me.
All right, don't go back to that window. It's off now,
I don't even know which one it was. It was just some random thing.
Okay, you're doing some weird stuff on the internet. Just keep it to yourself. All right, back to my review. I'm reviewing Wii Play, the game recently came out by Nintendo for the Wii. Yes.
The game?
Nintendo.
My
made
Wii.
Another.
You get to play it.
Oh.
Hard.
Doesn't. Hey, shut up. I'm doing my review. Nintendo does another roundhouse kick to the nuts to the 360 and a PS3 by making another cheap ass game.
What the fuck? Are you trying to get all like legit on this?
You shut up. I'm trying to do this freaking thing. I'm reading, okay? Alright, where was I at? Alright.
He just bitch slapped you with some powder.
I slapped you. Alright. The game basically comes with a controller, which is a $40 value, which makes the actual game itself about a $10 value, which for a $10 game is not bad. I personally like the tank game. I can just run around and blow stuff up mindlessly for an hour or two. The rest of the games aren't really all that great, but it's just whatever floats your boat. You got fishing, but you're better off playing Zelda's fishing. That shit's awesome. Yeah. And pool, I'd rather go play real pool because it's always hard to put my stick where I want it.
What's your Wii? So you must be. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. My Wii. Cal Game, it just looks really retarded. But their hockey's kind of fun, too. Get into that and play some people on that. As far as the rest of the games go, it's just basic, whatever you get into. And that's pretty much it for that. Any other system basically came out with nothing. So the Wii Play gets it. Okay, guys. Back to Sean.
Oh, great.
If he's oh. Sean.
Okay. I'm going to review this game. That the only game I thought looked cool for the PS3, Assassin's Creed. It's the first Assassin's Creed franchise. It's set in, 1191 AD, when the Third Crusade was tearing the Holy Land apart. And I am reading off of a website right now. Shrouded in
secrets. Are you... what else
is okay, I'm done. Okay, next to the other one. But Assassin's Creed looks cool, though.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I thought I was only doing
Bleach.
I think
that's plagiarism, Sean.
No. Hey, why just nothing?
Oh my God. Okay, Mecca, do you want to do your review now?
Give me a second.
Okay, if I'm not on the next episode, you guys know why.
Okay, so is that our weekly review? So you're going on.
Oh, this is our. Oh my God.
Okay, so what's next, guys?
It's either Mecca or me. Mecca, you want to do it, or should I do mine?
Review hentai or something. Oh.
You can review whatever you want, Sean.
No, I don't watch hentai. Except for that one time.
I like hentai. I like to read the manga.
Okay.
I watch the anime. I hate the manga, but I hate the hentai, but I'll watch the manga.
Hentai is interesting, that's for sure. Weird shit in it.
Dude, I'm not on it. Dude, a lot of it is sick, yo. Yeah, it's just too much sick stuff out there. It's
well, the weird thing, my girlfriend's in the hentai.
Uh-oh. I feel sorry for you, dude.
I personally don't see any issue with it.
She's like, I like it when they have like tentacles
have
and they stuff. Start slashing and they tie me up and yeah. Can you do that to me, Matt? Like,
I won't say anything because okay. She'll probably listen to this show.
I only saw one.
That's fine. I'll say it. Matt, Minzara is a very scared person. Please do not chain him up and whip him much.
I only saw one episode.
I think it'd be funny.
Weird looking red demon guy with a whole bunch of snakes on his head, but they weren't actually snakes. They were penis.
Let's just call this my piss poor review of Final Fantasy XII. Because I have nothing prepared for it except for from memory.
Okay.
Well, basically, you start out in the world is Ivalice, which was last seen in first seen in Final Fantasy Tactics. Completely different time setting, though. Then there was Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, same general area. Well, now Ivalice is like some magic and technology mixed world. The most advanced places have there's some places with like flying vehicles, like cars and stuff. I think airships, of course. I don't know if the graphics are similar to Final Fantasy XI or not, since I haven't played that.
They're a lot better in FF12. You could just ask me or TJ.
Some of the base model stuff. I don't.
Especially TJ, because that's all he plays is FF11.
Yeah.
Okay. It's his cocaine.
Gotta have my crack.
It's his choice of drug.
The story starts out with a princess, and this prince, I don't remember the prince's name, but the princess's name is Ash. But they, and in the opening sequence, they are married, and then eventually a war happens. An assault on this fortress. And then you take control of a character known as Rex. You end up... I wish
that the game would have been Rex as the main character, because Van, to be quite frankly, is like the lesser, more non-gayer version of Kuja. If you guys don't know what Kuja is the main boss of FF9 who wears a bikini and makeup, and he's gay.
Oh, yeah. The fag. Yeah. Butt sex.
Yeah. Van's like all dressed gay-like, and...
Well, this one wasn't, this story wasn't based around, like, some of the other ones.
I know.
This was more,
I'm just going more on the design. The designs are getting really bad. And ever since, like, 8, it wasn't too bad, I mean, because Squall looked okay, but when it started getting to 9, 10, 11, the main characters started to look like they're homosexuals.
Well, 10 was a crybaby, but...
Have you seen some of the original fan art for the Final Fantasy games? Not fan art, but the original concept art.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the men look like girls there.
Yeah,
they have them all long hair.
But not in the...
It's all the style, though, and...
You play 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They don't know if them look like girls in that.
Well, they didn't have great technology or graphic system back then. Put as much detail into it. But
I was talking about the concept art and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that you find in the manual and the special books.
Yeah, but I still don't like the way that the characters are looking. They're just looking too, like...
Faggotry.
Yeah. It looks like this Rocky Horror Picture Show, the fucking RPG.
What about Fran?
And mind you, I like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but...
Do you have complaints about Fran?
What? Fran, I like her as a character, I like her voice. But Belthier is the best character in that game, in my opinion.
Which one?
FF12, the current one.
I only killed a whole bunch of rats and then went outside and got killed by a dinosaur. Only played for a couple hours.
The day in the life of Final Fantasy XII for Sean Body. La la la, I'm killing some rats. Ah, dinosaur!
But the battle system is a bit different.
I like the battle system.
Actually. It seems to be kind of a mix of which...
It's basically FF11 battle, that's all it is. It's almost identical to the Final Fantasy XI mechanics.
Well, since I haven't played that, to me it was more like a mix of the old...
It's not turn-based, but it's...
that bar...
You can still use
that,
items whenever you pick
the active time...
It works exactly... It works as...
In the Final Fantasy VI and
TJ.
Stuff.
It works exactly like FF11.
It's an active time battle. I mean, they're all based on stats.
It's called active dimension battle in this one, though. It's real-time to a degree, but it is turn-based, though.
Yeah, you don't have to push a button to swing every time. It does it automatically, but you will have to select
because
items
gambits.
And such.
To me, FF11 was... I mean, FF11 is pretty cool.
It's still turn-based, though.
FF12 was a bit of a disappointment. It was a good game, but... That game took 5 years, almost 6 years to release, and then it wasn't all that good.
Well, they're having a... They probably started focusing on 13...
That'll be out for PS3, eventually.
Well, in this Final Fantasy, okay, much like in a lot of the previous ones, like in Final Fantasy VI, there were...
Anal loop? What? I'm sorry.
That's what you use, Sean, on your own ass. Like I said, overall, I don't like how that game works compared to the... It's a good game. I'm not going to rake it down as a bad game, because it is a good game, but... To me, Final Fantasy series.
Well, it's better than X2.
It's declining the Final Fantasy series. 7 was good.
It's a huge world, though.
Wouldn't the original creator, didn't he quit Final Fantasy?
Yeah, that's why, I think. Because FF12, he's not a part of it anymore.
Oh.
So.
Where did he end up off of, though?
He's going to be making games for the Xbox 360s now.
Great.
the crap Xbox.
shit did what.
Anyway, sucks. Is that your review, Mr. Mecca?
Yeah, I believe I'm pretty much done.
So, like, what's the main character's main job? Thief or something?
Gay.
The main character.
He uses a giant dildo and he shoves it up his own ass. Yeah. His limit break is dildo spray. He just bends his pants ass over and like pulls down his pants and like all these dildos from past life fly out of his ass. Sorry for that.
Well, I guess I could mention some of the races in graphic. Final Fantasy XII as well.
Huh?
There's the humans. If you don't know what a human is.
No, what?
I don't know.
You said human?
I don't know what that is.
What are humans?
Penis. I said, there's humans, and if you don't know what a human is, then you have no place being anywhere on Earth. But then there's Moogles, which have gotten a major redesign.
What's a Moogle?
From their original poofy white cat things.
Now they're pink to go on the rest of the gay cast. I mean...
Alright, pink.
First shown in Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, though. Also returning in this one is the Viera. They're basically scantily clad bunny girls.
Oh,
and I like bunny girls. They so hot.
That's a surprise in a Japanese made game. Scantily clad women. That would never happen in a Japanese game.
Masturbation.
What? Masturbation?
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I'm just saying random words.
The Banga also return. They're these lizard-like people. There's also a new race, as far as I know. They're called the Sea. They're kind of lizard-like, too, I guess. There's also, like, Gareth. I don't know what they are. They're warriors, though. I think that's all of them.
Cool.
Okay.
So, Chocobo returning.
Cool.
Okay, Mr. Ramen Noodle.
What? No.
Are you actually have a review repaired?
No.
Repaired?
Prepared? Did you say repaired?
I think I said repaired.
Yes, he did.
What a retard.
Retard my foot up your ass.
Review Matt's Uranus. Or something.
What the
heck? I don't know. It is wide. Great. Goes great with anal lube. Stick it in, pull it out, you're done. That's my review. You can even look at it if you like, but wait, what? Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, I guess I'll review what I was going to review. I'm going to review Avatar, The Last Airbender. I don't know if anyone's seen preview trailers. Mecca's seen it. I don't think TJ or...
It looked gay on the cover, so I put it back.
Huh?
It looked gay. And I've seen, like, the previews for it, and it looked gay on the previews.
What the heck, gay?
It's gay.
I can agree with you that it's kind of like One Piece. At first glance, you think it's going to be gay because the characters don't look, like, as cool or interesting as they do in a...
No, dude, it was... No, One Piece looked just... Alright, you know... It looked like crappy anime, but okay. But this in here looks gay. Like, he's got a big arrow on his forehead. Alright? I seen the previews for it. He's got, like, right around on, like, a big llama or something.
What is it called?
Instead of watching previews, watch the show.
It's a bison. To be more curious. Anyway, it's about Aang, the guy that TJ was just talking about, the guy with the arrow on his freaking head. He is the last airbender, and he's an avatar. He is the avatar. Basically, the avatar is a special being that can use all earthbending abilities, which there's firebending. He can use waterbending, firebending, airbending, and earthbending. He can use them all. And what's about is that Aang has to stop the Fire Lord and... kill him, basically, or do whatever to stop him, to restore peace to the world, because the Fire Nation is just basically ambushing everyone and killing everyone. And they find Sokka and...
So wait. He's the airbender, right? But he can use fire and stuff, too?
Because he's an avatar. The avatar
right,
can
so
use...
so he's not an airbender, he's an avatar.
Yeah, but
the avatar
moves.
Is The avatar starts out with one focus and then must master all the others, which is a unique trait.
This is how it works. Each avatar... Okay, basically they're dividing clans, kind of like Naruto is. You know, you have your Uchiha clan, then you have your, you know, the Shino clans, you know, the Bug clans. You know what I'm talking about, DJ?
Right.
It's kind of like that. You have your Fire clans, your Water clans, your Earth clans, and your Wind clans. Every 100 years, the Avatar is in each nation.
It's not a time-based thing. It's a reincarnation cycle.
So basically...
whenever one avatar dies, a new one is born.
Yeah. And it started off at the Water Nation, I forget remember, and then that guy died and it went on to the Fire Nation. That person died and it went on to the Earth Nation. That person died and it went on to the Wind Nation. And it's been doing this for billions and billions of years.
Keep in mind that Matt's order may be off.
Yeah. But...
because it does follow an order.
And then it went to Aang. And Aang was an airbender. And all of his other airbenders got killed off, hence he's the last airbender. Now you understand?
He survived because he got frozen in iceberg due to his avatar abilities.
So these two people...
freezing him and Appa within a giant iceberg.
So, Sokka, who's not an airbender, and then the other chick, I forgot her name, she's a waterbender.
Katara.
They find him, and they go on an adventure to stop him. Along the way, they meet a whole bunch of other people, and eventually, by the second season, they meet Toph, who is an earthbender. And the only other earthbender that, the only earthbender that can bend metal, too.
So him and that one chick's gonna get it on and make more benders, right?
That's no. Gonna be
aye, Garland, we'll knock you down.
More airbenders, so he will no longer be the airbender.
She's an earthbender. Yeah. Toph is an airbender, and...
so what if they get it on? Are they going to make like a sandy bender or something?
I don't know.
They
have dildo benders?
I skipped to the Toph part because I think this is where one story gets interesting, because Toph is a very interesting character. She's a blind earthbender that sees with the earthbending abilities.
Her earthbending style is also unique to her.
Yeah.
The other earthbenders are based more on one style, while hers is completely unique.
Because she's blind, she can't see anything, but she's able to fight and stuff and see because she feels the earth with her earth bending and she can fight people with it.
So, get off the freaking earth.
Yeah, that's why Aang beat the crap out of her.
There you go. Wow, well, what if you're like fire? Technically, you're not on the earth. You could be in the air, too.
No, they can't float.
Most of the other bending is done while the user is on the ground, however.
What about the airbender? He can't fly.
Which gives
Toph... yeah, the airbender can fly. Aang can fly.
She has no idea where he is.
Yeah, she doesn't stand a chance against Aang.
But right, so she's out there like...
but she's on Aang's side, so it doesn't matter.
He can sit there and watch her and she won't know.
Yeah. But she's on Aang's side, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, the show is a really good show. It's American made. It's not technically an anime, but it's very, very anime inspired.
It may not be an anime, but every other place in the universe says it is, because that is where you're gonna find it if you look for category.
Yeah.
You're not gonna find it under cartoon.
Yeah, which a lot of people disagree with, because a lot of people believe anime is a term to express a culture of animation, not actual animation and art. Anyway, I think it's a really good show. I don't think it's as good as Naruto, Bleach, or One Piece for that matter, but it is a pretty good show. I mean, at this point, I think it's going to be hard for anything to beat Naruto. Naruto has really stepped the game up for any type of anime of that nature.
Yeah, Naruto and Bleach are about on the same level right now.
Yeah.
Due to the filler episodes of Naruto.
Penis.
I don't know. It just kind of depends on which way Bleach goes. They could still become DBZ, where everybody, like all the side characters, are just sitting on the side, not doing anything, and just making commentaries for 15 episodes straight.
Yeah. The thing that I like about, which even does not even happen in Bleach, that happens in Naruto, is there's a power system, but there's no power system. People that are young are still able to beat really strong, powerful people, which shows human weakness. No matter how strong you are, you can still be defeated.
And it can also be defeated through intelligence, not only just sheer strength.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's a lot of the Japanese culture there, is the samurais. They believe that one big power move is going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know, which they know better than that, but it's the idea.
So they got wiped out by the ninjas.
Which Bleach does a lot. Bleach is a lot about power.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, they build up a lot of power and then they attack. But it has a little bit more of a storyline to it, which is what's getting me. Like, right now, you don't know what's going to happen. Which way is he going to go? Is he going to go with, like, the Vizard? Or is he going to go back and train with the Hat guy? Or, you know, which way is he going to go? Is he going to go with his father and go back to the Shinigami? You just don't know. And it's what's making this episode really, really great, is that, you know, you got these kind of elements in there that...
Yeah, it shows him sitting there thinking about it and stuff.
Instead of, like, Dragon Ball Z, it's like, oh, well, he's going to go train, obviously. And then he's going to be more powerful, and then he's going to power up for 15 episodes, and then going to do one big attack and kill the enemy. Yeah, it happened, like, several different times. You know, that's what I'm saying, is that...
doesn't really kill the enemy.
Right, I mean, he eventually does, but, yeah. It's always the same thing.
I mean, we're dissing...
Hell, he didn't even kill Frieza.
We diss Dragon Ball Z a lot, but... I'm a fan of Dragon Ball Z. I think it's a good show. You know,
I like the movies, the Broly movies, and of course the Janemba movie. The Janemba movie made Dragon Ball Z awesome. If it didn't have that, it wouldn't happen.
That was a good one.
I just got
dude.
It was also hilarious how PyCon had to curse to break the barrier.
Yeah, it was one of those things. That's like, whoa, where did they get these ideas? It was so totally cool. I mean, everything about it was awesome. Because you had PyCon doing his weird thing. You had this weird dude who came up with nothing, and of course he, like, transforms and whatnot, which is not a first.
The Ogre transformed into Janemba.
Yeah, but it had to actually, like, you can see the transformation thing. It wasn't just there. Like, you know, if you get the SSJ form, or you just get the next step of SSJ form. All right, you know, it could be SS-15 for all we care. But on this one, when Janemba transformed, you could see why. Because he's, like, a little infant kind of deal or whatever. He got knocked around a bit, and then... You know, it kind of got forced into a transformation, which was kind of neat, other than your basic, oh, I got to the next tier level of power. Oh, joy. You know, it was a little bit different than the normal thing. I don't know.
What's happening? I don't know. I think I got to beat these people up.
You know, it was just all sorts of cool. Everything about it, like, the whole world was cool, where they fighting and everything.
That messed up fat fusion.
Yeah, it had awesome stuff. It had a lot of good fighting stuff. That, one thing I like about a lot of anime is that, like, you can do a lot of fighting, like certain moves, not just one attack. Like, when they do, like, one dude does a punch, the other person grabs his arm, and, you know, he tries to knee him or something. You know, it's kind of like, it shows them going back and forth, trying to chop each other down, and they're just blocking each other's moves, and they do stupid stuff, and, you know, they kind of counteract, and that's the kind of stuff I like, when it's getting real tense battle like that. Not just, you know, I'm going to get super powered, and they just do, like, the Kai Blast crap, like Cell and... young kid, what's his name? Gohan. Yeah, that thing that was just cool. That wasn't cool to me. That
you
was
like
well,
stuff
one
fight.
Person overpowered the other. All right, you know, that was just sheer force. Yeah, I like to see them fight and how to outsmart each other. You know what I mean? Like one does try to chop to the face, and then the other one, you know, kind of ducks up and does a kick, quick kick or something like that. You know, that kind of stuff. Is just
there's
really
also
cool.
Mr. Satan or Hercule.
Yeah, I mean that's comic relief guys. I think they got enough of those to in Dragon Ball Z to overdo the show.
I think it's probably another really good reason why Naruto's so good. Kind of like, they do have a DBZ-esque character in there, which is Rock Lee, but he doesn't do big Kai Blast or anything like that.
What's cool about Rock Lee is he actually is a good fighter.
Yeah, he goes in and starts pounding on people.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Naruto, and he was hanging with Sasuke, you know.
And he was hanging with fucking bone guy that almost killed Gaara.
And even at this stage, at this point in the show, he can still hang with those guys.
Yeah,
which is what's cool. And that's what I like. That's what I like about Naruto more than the other anime is that it's not just one character. Like in DBZ, you had the people that stand around on the sideline. You know, they just sit there and talk about how powerful he's like. Oh, he's gonna do that move. I mean, I don't know how many episodes of freaking anime I've seen. He's like, oh my god, he's gonna do that move. Like, what move? You know, and then
ooh,
he starts. He comes
power.
Up. You know, yeah. It's the same thing every freaking time. It just makes me so mad to watch. I'm like, and it don't even explain where he got it or nothing like that. And Naruto, you can kind of see where they got their abilities from and stuff like that. And you can see how they outsmart each other. It's like, well, this person uses this or whatever, and then this person's gonna pull out their ability, and then he's going to do this also in conjunction with that. You know, doing two things at once. Holy crap, two things at once. Not just one big attack, but two at once. Oh, my God. And then he beats him. Wow, wow, wow. You know, that's the thing I kind of...
It's kind of like watching the fight to Shikamaru.
Yes, exactly. That's my favorite character because he does other things. Like, he knows... He's looking around him, not just the guy he's fighting.
He's not... The fact is, he's not physically strong. I mean, in a physical fight, Rock Lee, Naruto would own him.
Yeah. That's what's
but
cool.
But he's a strategist.
Everybody knows what his...
He's always 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody knows what his abilities are. He does the shadow thing. That's what he got. All right. But how is he defeating all these people? By doing the shadow thing. But he's doing it different every time because he's using it in a different thing. Like, he knows someone's coming. Like, someone else is coming outside of the fight. It's like, oh, well, my buddy Naruto's coming up, and, like, he's going to be about 10 minutes. All right, so I can hold this guy for 10 minutes. Okay. So he sits there and, like, talks to the person or, you know, tries to maneuver it around to waste 10 minutes to get Naruto there. You know, that's the thing that I like. Is it, you can see...
You can all talk about your gnomes, and I'll talk about the ninjas, and we'll probably get medicated heavily.
Him doing this.
That's
why I like his...
He's smart,
man. He's using his brain power here, and that's something I like, other than just sheer force.
You're gonna like the arc that's currently happening in the manga that will eventually happen in the anime. It revolves around Shikamaru.
Yeah.
It's him against Hayden, which Hayden is a badass, by the way.
Hidden.
Yeah, that's Hayden. Something new. That's more than to the manga section. Hidden.
Hayden. He'll eventually come in soon, though, in the anime.
Yeah. I think right now it's getting up to the not Sasuke. Dude with one eye.
It's the Gaara rescue arc.
Is it?
Yeah. Gaara gets kidnapped. You'll see how that happens.
What was the dude that had the eye patch? Is it the guy... he's cool as hell.
That's Bleach.
Yeah, Kenpachi. Kakashi. Kakashi.
We're talking about the guy that had the one, the Sharingan in the eye?
Across his eye, the Sharingan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kakashi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's...
Oh, they're not going to show the Gaiden one yet.
They're not going to show his past.
They're not going to show it this time.
Oh.
They're not going to show that for a while, apparently. In the anime, anyway.
Which is too bad. I would have loved to see that.
They'll eventually show it. They're not going to show it.
I punched off good!
Yeah. No. They're going to...
That's some of the cool stuff. I want to see how he got his eye. That's just bothering hell out of me. And I'm not going to read the manga either. That kind of defeats the purpose of watching the anime is...
Well, the thing about the manga, once you start reading it, you can't stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, once when you do that, then there's no point in watching the anime. So it's like, well, I watch the anime because it only takes me half an hour
I've been watching the Naruto anime because of the lame fillers.
TJ hasn't been watching the fillers because he's just been waiting to tell me to tell him when it starts.
Yeah, I don't watch fillers. Mizari said, "Hey, we got fillers now." I'm like, "All right, I'll see you like in a year."
So I know one show with fillers that are actually pretty good. Vince knows it too.
I tell you again, shut the hell up.
One Piece.
Years a hoe.
One Piece is pretty good.
Yeah. Generally high quality.
Bleach filler was not that bad.
It was okay.
They're still just fillers, though. I mean, I like storyline. It doesn't matter. Unless they have, like, some cool battles or something, you know. But that's about it. That's all I really want to watch about a filler is if they have a cool battle. Because there's no storyline whatsoever to it.
There was a cool battle between Mackie and Kenpachi.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I made a bit crappy video out of that. RMV.
Yeah, Sean is an avid Bleach fan. He's obsessed with the show.
Yeah, a little. Masturbate, too. I mean...
I'm trying to get him into Naruto, though.
Yeah, that one good. Fight I like today Naruto. That I watched not too long ago wasn't too bad. With the sand guy.
I showed him the Rock Lee Gaara fight, which is probably the best fight to start anyone off.
It's one of the best fights. That's what I was saying, dude. I like that just because of the fights. I mean, it's not just one big power attack and they bust out at each other. That's no fun. After a while, it just becomes big attack, big attack, big attack. And this one, he's just like, oh, hey, how do you do that? You know, he's outsmarted him, you know?
Well, the thing
is, you can't do the more powerful guy's going to win, obviously. No, no, that's not the way it is. You know, you could be freaking Matrix, you know, and all that crap. But, you know, if he ain't very smart, then what's it?
Well, the thing I liked about the Gaara Rock Lee thing was I mean, you saw Rock Lee doing all these power ups, but the whole entire time, Gaara didn't look worried at all. You had, like, you know, Rock Lee's not going to win this.
Right, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's like, bam, eat that.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty close. And then you're like, oh, he's probably actually going to win this. And then Gaara still lives. You're like, holy
shit. You don't know who's winning. That's what's cool. You know, you don't know who's going to win. It's not the biggest power is going to win.
Yeah.
That's what's making that anime a lot better than most of the other animes. After watching Naruto, I can't stand a lot of the other animes.
Gaara got a little bit of a look of worry when Rock Lee actually inflicted pain on him.
When he took off the weights. I didn't think anyone would have got hair shitless when he took off those weights.
It's like, what the hell is this guy?
Yeah, they just, like, made craters.
Those things were, like, 1 ton each, I think they were. Well, anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and we've done our reviews and stuff like that. We'll end the show right here.
Alright.
Well,
we all know Matt's gay.
I'm Zara and...
Oh, yeah, I'm that jerk.
Mr. Mecca.
I'm Ramen Noodle King. Later, guys.
Well, see you, whole bags.
We'll be recording soon, and Ninja will probably be back next week to hate on hippies after his hippie killing crusade. Peace.
Peace out, yo.
Penis, 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 penis.